This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the newest Missouri law.
Gives our Attorney General concurrent original jurisdiction.
You said if they go from one county to another county, aren't doctors licensed by the state?
Senate Bill 5 was the result of the second extra session to be called this year. The new law modifies several provisions relating to abortion and took effect on October 24th. A legal challenge to the new law was struck down by a judge right before it went into effect. Another suit was filed this week. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester sponsored Senate Bill 5. When his measure was heard by the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee on June 13th, he told the panel a big part of his proposal is focused on the state attorney general's office.
The AG has also, along with local prosecutors, can seek an injunction relief against anyone who violates parental consent laws.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur serves on the committee. She wonders why there's an issue with licensed physicians.
You stated this is for the health and protection of, I think you said, of the abortion bills, but you also stated that people are crossing state lines and crossing county lines. So if they're licensed in the state of Missouri, what's the problem?
During Missouri Senate floor discussion on Senate Bill 5 the following day, Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis talked about another aspect of the measure, provider inspections.
The facility does not respond in a satisfactory way, and the department has to find a non-compliance. So if they don't provide the documentation the department asks, they won't have the documentation of the non-compliance.
Senator Jacob Hummel of St. Louis believes this new law will be part of a pattern in the legislature this year.
A lot of very specific legislation aimed at my city, particularly legislation that has passed in St. Louis City that people have done to make life better.
After Senate Bill 5 was sent to the executive branch on July 24th, Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville said the new law also moves against so-called sanctuary city legislation.
By being a sanctuary city for abortions, they could force religious schools to hire somebody that was pro-choice. Religious schools shouldn't be forced that.
But Senator Shoup says she believes this new law sets a dangerous precedent.
Once again, the state legislature sees it as its role and authority to overstep and to undermine your decisions and to, frankly, outlaw your ability to put in place laws, rules, and regulations that support the communities in which you live.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.